What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily continues. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all about what's going on, happenings around K-State athletics. As I'm recording this, this will be out tomorrow. As I'm recording this right now at just a little bit after 4. Just got done with a little breaking news pod there that will come out tomorrow morning there. K-State right now, this is game 2 of a 3-game set, the conference opener series against TCU. It was once 5-2, now tied with 2 outs in the top of the 6th. K-State is currently hitting while I'm recording this podcast. They lost game 1 of the series yesterday, 5-2, and they led this game. they led 3. They led 5-2, and then TCU put up a 3-run bottom of the 5th inning there, and now they're tied at 5 apiece there. Yeah, do have a man on third. Dom Johnson's at third with 2 outs. Josh Nikoloff is the hitter right now. We're going to go to track here real quick. We got to give some track and field some love here. Day 2, the distance medley relay. I was one of these on one of these. Back in the day, yes, I said it. Yes, I said it, folks. Back in the day, K-State with the win in day number 2 in the Texas Relays, the densest medley relay, getting it done. Huge. And this is here. K-State track and field team were named champions in the men's distance medley relay. This actually came yesterday, actually. So a lot. Damn, I missed a lot yesterday afternoon, and I probably take blame in that a little bit. Lots happened over the last almost 24 hours now. Already got 3. That at the breaking news on Celton Miguel. That's going to be up tomorrow, along with this right here with the track and field team. Yep, we're gonna get your recognition as well. With a big win in day 2 of the Texas Relays. This was a 2-day event. Obviously, Texas Relays, very huge. I've heard a lot about this when I was attending Barton in a little bit, when I almost walked on the K-State track and field team as well. Kaden McCall, Jasmine Greer, Emma Robbins, Felicia Williams. This was on the field. Cliff Rivetto mentioned them. They also did pretty well in this as well. But I want to circle if they do it here. There we go. So Noah Stevenson, I've met him I mentioned this before on this podcast. Noah Stevenson, we are following each other on Strava. Obviously he's a 5th-year senior. Kyle Gale, also same, a 5th-year, no, actually he's a sophomore, check that, 5th-year senior. Travis Hodge and Kyle Johnston came in at a 9:42 faster than Princeton. Princeton came in 2nd there, and also K-State knocked off Texas Tech, hometown Texas, TCU, and KU. That's huge for this team as well. Ryan Godfrey, one of the coaches on this team, saying, quote, "This distance medley win was pretty great." And then he goes on and says, "All 4 guys ran really well." Of course, he was very excited because there's an exclamation mark right there. Definitely. They definitely beat some tough teams in this event. They sure as heck did. I mean, Noah's pretty fast. As I see him all the time on Strava, I've seen him, but I don't think we officially met. We know about Kyle Gale last year, Travis Hodge, and don't know much about him, and Kyle Johnston as well. So huge shout out to the distance medley relay team for knocking off some of the big dogs down there in Austin yesterday. Jasmine Greer also made her way into the finals in the women's shot put yesterday after throwing with a mark of 48'4.50. And then Greer, even better in the finals. This seems like a theme. Get stronger and stronger as the meet goes on. We saw, oh man, I'm going to get humiliated by this. Now I'm going to forget the name. Oh my goodness. But anyways, hopefully it'll come up here pretty soon. But yeah, this seems to be the theme of K-State athletes. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Becoming, being strong as the meet goes on. Greer surpassed. G-R-E-E-R, not G-R-I-E-R, pass or pass. Her mark, it concluded the event. She finished third with a heave of 52.2. That's getting it done right there as well. There it is. There it is. It took me quite a bit. Cassidy Johnson, same thing. In the indoor NCAA championships, literally 2 weeks ago, she ran in the finals. Rewind. Okay, yeah, Cassidy Johnson, right? The first day she ran a PR, and then the next day she followed up with her fastest 800 in her NC college career. College career. So these athletes right now, Cliff Rovedo's, he's coaching. He's doing a hell of a job right now, getting them in shape, and they just started outdoor season. So to put these types of efforts up, that says kudos to what type of coach he is. He's a long-time coach for track and field and cross-country. The women's sprint medley, which featured O'Shea Johnson, Sharissa Ray, and Cassidy Johnson, along with Nigel Ho, came in fourth place at the time of 3 minutes and 46 seconds there. Qualifying for the finals was the women's 4x4. There, they came in with a time of 3 minutes and 37 seconds there. Johnson, Ray, and then you got the seniors of LaVon Stevenson and Alex Ferguson there. They play 6th out of 28 teams. Good job. Good job right there. Donovan Turner claimed 10th in the 110 men's hurdles there. The Bobcat, again, remember, track and field was super busy this week. Bobcat Invitational. K-State's only representative there, Tommy Hinhouse, tied the second best mark in program history with a height. And this comes in the women's pole vault, 13.925. That earned her third place. The Emporia State Relays. Senior Stephen Kilhoffner made his way. He finished first in the 1500 meter run there with a 3:56 there as well. So we're definitely getting it done so far in the outdoor season. And of course, in the men's 800 meter run, Kilhoffner joined sophomore Ryan Deary. Deary won this event, and he PR'd with a 1:54 there, while Kilhoffner placed fifth with a 1 minute 57 seconds as well. And competing unattached was Monique Hardy. and she ended up winning the weight throw. And she's a sophomore, so that was an interesting choice there. But anyways, the main point here is she won her event with a 201.401-4 there, and then behind Hardy was teammate Lacey Pavlak. She came in third place there with a throw of 157.7. Callahan Stewart, again, someone I know from the Strava world, she came up runner-up in the women's 5,000-meter run there. Callahan Stewart, a junior for K-State there. This also was a personal time as well, so 17 minutes and 43 seconds there. Also, Kate Callahack finished fourth in the same event with 18 minutes and 12 seconds there as well. Then Noah Steven, LaVon Stevenson also competed. She jumped into 200 meters as well. Boy, I tell you, if these athletes are athletes for K-State doing some damage right now, early in the outdoor season, you know, telling what could happen when the Big 12 championships roll around. As well, the next time K-State rolls out track and field, they're just wrapping up, actually. So we'll probably get more information as that goes along. But that's just the where we're sitting at right now for track and field, getting it done. Distance, men's distance, medley, relay gets it done, winning first place, and a lot of individual efforts with personal best. That is, congratulations to all for achieving big things. Whether it was the Texas Relays, Bobcat Invitational, and the Emporia State Relays, the Purple Project Podcast, rolling into the weekend as the weekend continues. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. Episodes 92 and 93 are out now. If you missed out on those, please, please, please subscribe, download it, add this podcast to your list of K-State podcasts out there in the state of Kansas or wherever you live outside of K-State. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it for now. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.